bought Snickers from Baby Ruth as the Three Musketeers barged through the front door. I could see they were fixing to even up the score. They were shouting, "This ain't no candy bar no more." The jukebox played a sweet symphony. Ramblin' man, always an almond joy. When the crystal chandelier, like a shooting star, burst to the fore, it spelled out a message too big to ignore. This ain't no candy bar no more. M&M's boys tried to protect him, but they threw their wrapper to the floor. Mike and Ike spilled the cow juice he had poured, say, "You can follow the Milky Way to the door. This ain't no candy bar no more." A romantic interlude. You should have seen Tootsie Roll with the bunches as she turned these Twizzlers into Bob's lunches. Dropped them like in a Butterfinger drama. She's the very last Red Hot mama. Yet she stays good and plenty humble, even when she makes Violet crumble. What do I know about her? She kisses like peppermint patty, and I'm proud to be her sugar daddy. It'll be a rocky road from her neck of the woods to Fifth Avenue. She'll take it one bite at a time. This big city, big league Jew. The brawl, the fast break fight reached a crescendo. The musketeers left behind a few mementos. Just a bit of honey out of season, a momentary lapse of reason, a fine line twixt truth and treason. Where there's smoke, there's fire and smoke. This ain't no candy bar no more. Judgment Day. Paperwork, the judge took a stand. He said, "I'm gonna fine you all $100,000 and put a whatchamacallit, a padlock on the door. This ain't no candy bar no more. This ain't no Kit Kat Club, no Mars Bar, no Clark Bar, no Look Bar. This ain't no candy bar no more." Is it over? I was going to put, you know, like, what kind of message am I sending? It's another O. Henry surprise ending. I was going to put that back there at the surprise ending.